listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello, everyone. Today is March 26th, and our passage is from Isaiah 49, verses 1 to 6. This is the second servant song, and it speaks about the specific role of Jesus in the plan of God. Isaiah 49. Listen to me, O coastlands, and hearken, you people from afar. The Lord called me from the womb, and from the body of my mother he named my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword, and in the shadow of his hand he hid me. He made me a polished arrow, in his quiver he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my right is with the Lord, and my recompense with my God." And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has been my strength. He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." God's plan to send the Messiah is known for many generations in Israel. They were expecting it. The prophecies were there. The Jews, though, expected a powerful conqueror like Moses and David, and a savior who would set them free from the slavery in the political world of Rome. But we see that God has a very different idea or plan for saving his people. In Isaiah 42, we saw that the servant was prophesied to be merciful, tender, just, someone who brings freedom to the people. Isaiah 49 today says that, "Listen, O coastlands, and hearken, you people who are far off." It might be addressing those from Israel who have been scattered, but it seems from the flow of the song that it is actually being addressed to far-off nations and peoples beyond the bounds of Israel. It seems like God is doing a new thing, extending his grace and his salvation beyond Israel to all the nations. Well, maybe from a human perspective, this seems like a new thing. But we know that God has always loved the whole world and desires that all men come to know him and believe in him and be saved. But this prophecy is new to the people of Israel who have been the chosen people. Verse 1 and 2 says, "The Lord called me from the womb, gave me a name, made me a sharp sword and a polished arrow, and hid me for a time." This is spoken clearly about Israel, as we see in verse 3. God has chosen Israel and been with them, and he decided to be glorified through them. But this can also be extended to the servant, to the Messiah, in whom God is glorified. Verse 5 and 6 are spoken more clearly about the Messiah. These two verses lay out the purpose and the work of the Messiah in a certain sense. See how it says that he formed me to bring Jacob back to him, that Israel may be gathered. It also says that it is too light a thing or too little a thing that the servant should only bring back the remnant or the preserved people of Israel. He is actually being sent by God to be a light to the nations. The salvation that he proclaims or he brings is to reach the ends of the earth. God is extending his love to everyone. How does this apply to us? I want to encourage us to meditate on how God has first brought you back to himself, redeemed you, redeemed us, and how he wants to extend his love to all. But then also to meditate on how does he want to use you in spreading his love and bringing his light, especially to the ones who are most difficult to love at this moment. May God bless our meditation time today.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.